Hello and welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break. This is episode 14, and it's April Fool's, and no, we're not doing any stupid jokes, so don't worry about it.
No, the joke's been on me all morning trying to comb through press releases to find out, is this real? Is this fake? Do I report on it? Like, The Binding of Isaac Rebirth, I've been told this is real. It's just that the press release came to me in a graphic format, which I posted the entire thing on Action Trip. Written like it was in a kid's handwriting,
yep,
like a dry erase marker. And there was a lot of references to how excited our sphincters are, and we can't keep the poop in our buttholes anymore. So here's some more juicy nuggets for you to release. I'm like, what the fuck? And basically, it's just to announce that Isaac, The Binding of Isaac Rebirth will be coming to Xbox One, the new 3DS. They're very specific on that. And the Wii U. And then it said, so talk to you in a month or something. It's like, is this real?
Yeah.
Tell? Well,
I mean, the note that it was written, that's like the in-game text, and that's exactly how everything in the game kind of works. And yes, they do a lot of, shoot poop for money, and you fight through places like Mom's Womb. You have awesome things like, you get like a guppy tail, and then you become the cat, and dead cat. Those are all kind of items that you can acquire throughout the game. So, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, that's pretty much real. And, I mean, Isaac Rebirth is already out on the PS4 and the Vita, so this just kind of made sense.
Yeah, you know, I think I picked up that game on PlayStation Plus. And I don't know if I'm going to play it now, because I don't know if I can handle the idea of shooting poop for money and climbing through Mother's Womb. No, you know?
Some people like good games, like we talked about last week. You know, this is one of those hard games. Some people like good games.
I think I paid my dues in South Park, The Stick of Truth, when you have to go defuse a bomb by shrinking down and going up into Mr. Slave's ass.
Well, that sounds very entertaining.
It kind of was. It was very funny, but I've done my dues. I've done the poop, the inside somebody. It's all good.
Oh. Well, this is not really our topic of the week.
No, we're not talking about poop.
Or Mom's Womb. Or no. Brutally Hard Games for a second week in a row. What are we talking about this week?
Well, we're kind of talking about Really Hard Games second week in a row, because as I'm sure everyone's realized that, you know, Bloodborne came out last week. Remember, Chris and my boss were talking about it. And my boss finally got it, by the way. I'll have to tell you that story. I'll tell you that story here in a minute, because it's kind of funny. But there's not a strategy guide. And there's been one for Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2. And I've actually been getting, like, a lot of emails. Like, where's the strategy guide? Well, there is a strategy guide coming. It's Future Press is putting it out. They didn't get in with me about the specifics, but it has been delayed, and it's been, as of now, on their websites and on Amazon, they say it's been delayed till April 14th. This has been caused by many different things. The strategy guide delays don't happen very often, because in my experience, I know for a fact Brady Games does this, but Prima Games probably does too, but if a guide's going to get delayed, if it's not going to be released on the day a game comes out, it gets canceled outright. And which makes sense, because most people, you know, a few weeks, a few months down the road, they're not even thinking about the game anymore, or they're ready to rage quit, or they you know, don't want it, or whatever. So the last time this really happened that I can remember was with Bayonetta, the first Bayonetta. Brady Games was supposed to do a Bayonetta guide, and then nothing happened. Like, suddenly the listing was quietly removed from Amazon. I did this big blog post rant on my site, like, where'd it go? And I actually got an email from the head of PR saying, it's been canceled. Like, oh, okay, it's been canceled. And I knew Future Press was doing one, but since Brady Games had the contract in the U.S., Future Press did not have the, could not distribute, they could only do it in Europe. So I asked my contact at Future Press, I'm like, this is what's going on. Can y'all get your guide over here? And he was like, really? You're not going to get it? I don't know if we can, because ours has been delayed too. And theirs was delayed for 4 months.
Wow.
And that was because Platinum Games did not approve of the content. They said that basically they hadn't gone through it enough to show everything. Like, apparently they actually missed things that they had no idea they even missed, because that's how much has... Because if you played Bayonetta, you know there's a lot of collectibles. It's insane. There's so many things that you can easily miss, because there's collectibles based on the difficulty levels and yada, yada, yada. So, like, when you read the intro to the Bayonetta guide, which is beautiful, and they sold out of it in half a day, and they were able to distribute in the United States. In the intro, in the cover, it says how they actually, that they logged how many hours they played. 60,000 hours.
Jesus.
That their team played to get, to be able to find every little thing and do the videos, because that was the first time they actually had where you could, like, look up videos to help you get through a fight. And, like, if you couldn't, like, the words weren't enough, like, here, see this in action type thing. And I don't know, like, at that point, I'm like, why didn't Platinum Games just be like, okay, just do this? Just, like, just put this in here? But for whatever reason, like, you know, it just took a seriously long time. But 4 months, and they're fortunate enough that Bayonetta was such a great game that when the guide, because Bayonetta came out in January, I think the guide released in late April, early May. So they're fortunate that Bayonetta was such a great game that people still wanted it. And they may have that with Bloodborne, just because I got people, you know, Bloodborne's been out for a week now, and many people are like, Gary, is there a guide? I need help. So I don't know, like, what do you think, Chris? Do you think Bloodborne's people will still want the guide, even though the game's... Because I know people who've already completed the game twice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess if you haven't played Bloodborne yet, it'd be handy. And, you know, GameStop generally will try to push the guides as well when you buy the game. So, I mean, you'll get some sales there. But at this point, I'm still on my first playthrough, so I'm not using anything. I'm not even using, you know, Game Facts or YouTube or anything like that, but
well, from talking to friends, like, Game Facts doesn't even have a complete thing out yet.
Yeah, and Game Facts is, I mean, the thing that I like about the guide, you know, even with the Souls games, was you get a nice picture, you get a little bit of history, a little bit of lore from the game, and then you get the charts, and you get, you know, little tips and tricks. Like, you may be able to fight a boss, you may find one strategy, but, you know, it doesn't, you're only using it because it seems to work, and then the guide will have something that points out, you could do this, and it's a little bit easier. You're like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, I'll go stand in that corner and just fire arrows and call it a day. So, I think when it comes out, because by the time it comes out, the game's already, or if it does come out on the 14th, you know, like you said, that you have this problem where the game will have been out 3 or 4 weeks by that time. So people have either gotten through it, have rage quit, or they're just going to, it's going to get shelved because now they're going to get Mortal Kombat 10. Right? Because it's like the next big game that's coming out. So
yeah, Mortal Kombat 10, I think that releases on the 14th as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I can see, I think their sales will have greatly dwindled.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still going to get some people buying the guide. I mean, I hope we get it, so that way I can review it. It'll look really nice next to, you know, the other guides that I have. But
I've been told I am getting a copy, and I might be getting a copy to give away.
Oh.
I'm going to put a big might in front of that because I don't want to promise anything. And then, because sorry guys, if you only get one guide, Chris gets it. Yeah. Just how it goes.
So, I don't know. It seems to delay it like a week. I can kind of see that because you can say like, yeah, we had printing problems, you know, something like along those lines. But to go almost a month out from the game's release, it's really hard. And this isn't a Bayonetta thing. It's not like there's a bunch of collectibles all over the place. You play the game a couple times and, you know, you kill an NPC once, you play through again, and you don't kill the NPCs, mm-hmm. So you kind of get to see what that is. And yeah, it may kind of, there are things like in Dark Souls, the one with, was it one? Which one was it? I think it was Dark Souls 1 where they had the giant crystal dragon, and there's a specific spot on one of the little tentacle leg things that if you could hit it, it would drop a sword. But you wouldn't know that unless you sat there and fought that boss over and over and over, or had a guide. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is pretty handy. But I don't know. I could see people just go into Barnes and Noble and just kind of flipping through the guide and finding those little things. But yeah, this is a hard one because I can see where it will be really handy to find those kind of things. Like, here's this, how you get this one item, and this is the achievement that it helps you unlock, and yada yada. I can see that, but at the same point, by the time it comes out, I mean, you've got streamers uploading YouTube videos of it, so now you can, he did this boss this place, so I'll do the same thing. And so,
yeah.
I mean, in this day and age, you kind of really got to be out when things are out, because, like you said, I mean, our attention span for games seems to be you get about a week to 2 weeks, and then we move on to the next new shiny, so.
Well, it's because a new game releases, several games release every week.
Nope.
So, you know, it's not like how it was way back in the day where one game would come out every 6 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the one thing I'll say about this, at least because it is, like, you know, known for being punishingly hard, it may have a little bit more of a, people are willing to wait, especially those who have rage quit, or maybe those, this is their first foray into one of these titles, and they had no idea what they're getting themselves into. So it's kind of funny because I was told by several people that I need to play this game because they've never played the Dark Souls games. Like, this game is so amazing, the environments are great, you're going to love it. And my boss was like, oh, dear God, Carrie, don't do it. Like, yeah. No, it's okay, I'm good.
Yeah. I don't want to be responsible for you breaking a controller and smashing your TV. So please don't buy. Don't even try.
I got too much other stuff to worry about. You know, I mean, Pillars of Eternity handily kicks my ass. So, you know, I got so many other things to worry about. I have other things to kick my ass and laugh at me later. But other thing I've noticed is that I think a lot of people have pre-ordered the guide. So because Dark Souls 2, that guide sold out within 2 days.
Oh,
yeah. Pre-orders. So that may be another thing that they're kind of banking on, but still, it's risky. And yeah. I mean, this is obviously the exception and not the norm. But, you know, the way that Japan does strategy guides is very interesting. Because the way they do them is that they'll release, like, a pre-guide about 2 weeks before the game comes out. And then they'll release another little guide to kind of go along with it, like on the day the game comes out. And then, like, maybe several months later, they'll release the ultimate edition that has everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guides.
Yeah, because I bought the Crisis Core guide, so I thought they were art books from Japan, and I got them in, like, oh no, these are strategy guides, and I was looking into what exactly they were, and that's how I learned a little bit more about how Japan handles strategy guides, like, oh, they take their stuff seriously.
Oh.
But I'm also thinking, like, you know, seriously, a country that has problems like with space, like, why so many books?
Yeah.
But
that's odd.
But hey, but you also got to keep their attention spans, and what's the best way to get stuff is to, you know, re-release things.
Well, yeah.
So that's what we do now.
Oh, probably. You know,
we're just following the trend in Japan. Just keep re-releasing stuff.
Yeah, let's come up with some new IPs or some new games.
You're talking crazy now, man.
I know. It's just like movies. Let's stop rehashing what we've already had.
No.
No. I'm in the wrong. I know.
No, you are. You're not with it. You don't understand how things work now. You see, we are in the day and age where we do movies based on board games. See? Because Clue was a great movie. I will defend Clue to the death. That was a great movie based on a board game. But, you know, other board games, not so much.
Looking at you, Battleship.
I don't know what I was referring to there. Oh, speaking of rehashing, it was really cool to see Mark Hamill rehash his role as the Trickster last night on The Flash.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of people talk about that. So.
Especially because he actually did drop the line of, I am your father. Oh, that was great. Alright, so here's like my last TV thing I'll say, and that's if you're not watching The Flash, just do it. It's so great. That's all I'm going to say. They have not CW'd it yet. If you're afraid it's going to be like all cheesy and CW'd up, no. They haven't done it yet.
Yet. Oh, yet being that key word.
Well, exactly. So other things have not been CW'd up. How's Bloodborne treating you?
Oh, I was trying to... What was I watching? I was watching a stream of something, so it was like Saturday morning or something like that. Megan is sitting on the couch reading. And no, it wasn't Saturday morning. It was Saturday like afternoon, something like that. Anyway, so I'm playing it. Obviously, I'm having a couple drinks. And I'd start dropping my controller on my desk, because I'd be like, God damn it, I died again. Son of a bitch. Oh, I lost my soul. Oh, son of a bitch. God damn. Oh, I found a new area. Oh, cool. So I'd keep playing along, and I'd take my headphones off to go get a drink, and she's like, how do you like that game? I was like, oh, I'm loving it. She's just kicking my ass. She's like, yeah, it's a hard game, and it's probably even harder when you're drunk, huh? And I was like, oh, shut up.
So, what do you know, woman?
Yeah, what do you know?
Go make me a sandwich and leave off the mayonnaise.
Yeah, it was, it's so much, it's so good. I love this game so much. It's, the world that they have created is just fantastically beautiful. And so, if you can play with, like, headphones or surround sound, you get so much out of it, because there's just all these little random things going on, like people coughing and people crying and people yelling and dripping and all kinds of weird sound effects that kind of draw you in. You know, the Souls games...
Kind of like Bioshock, where you have to rely on the sound a little bit?
No. You generally... because the enemies all stay relatively, you know, in their same area, so it's you kind of explore it, and then you find them, and then you just start learning where they're at. So, you know, once you find that one dude that's hiding away in a corner and jumps out at you, you're like, okay, well, he's always going to be in that corner now, so I'll go up there and kill him every time, so... But I've been finding the enemies are getting... They did a really nice job with the enemies. Like, I walked in this room, it was really dark, I couldn't see anything, and there's a little lantern sitting off in the distance, and I was like, oh, well, I'll go check that out. Maybe it's a soul that or a blood echo that I can pick up. And I walk over there, and it's like a dude sitting in a wheelchair, all hunched over. I was like, okay, do I kill you? Do I not? Because you never know if they're an NPC or not, unless they start talking right away. So I'm sitting there, I was like, do I? And all of a sudden, he pulls up this giant blunderbuss and shoots me. I was like, oh, son of a bitch, I need to kill you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so my boss posted a screenshot from that to the Action Trip page of the wheelchair guy, because he said, I love From sick art and character design. I'm looking at that is fucking creepy. So here you talk about it. Like, okay, yes, I've seen that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's so...
Because it's a great shot of him. Like it's a side angle shot. Mm-hmm. He's got, you know, one hand on the wheel. And he's kind of turning like this. And then you see the blunderbuss, like, rise up. It's like, ah, motherfucker, that would scare me.
Oh, it's so... And then they have... I still haven't found the dude that Ross was talking about where he tried to fight bricks with his head, but and I think I did find that. I'm guessing what he refers to as the sewers, but like they have werewolfy kind of looking people in like their hair waves when they die, so you'll get up by them and you'll see like all the hair running down their spine. It's all freaking wavy and stuff, and I love their weapons. The fact that like, you can... I'm using an axe, and then if I press L1, it makes it a giant long axe, and it has this very satisfying sound effect when you extend it, and then when you basically sheath the back. Oh, I just sit in the Hunter's Glen and just kind of extend it, retract it, extend it every once in a while. You know, So, yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful game. They've taken what made the Souls game so good, removed some of the stuff that kind of detracted from it, and just improved on that formula. So I got to give it to them. I mean, Demon Souls was like a bar, and then all of a sudden we go to Dark Souls, and then we all kind of wondered how they're going to improve on Dark Souls, and they knocked that out. And now we have Bloodborne, and eventually we're going to get something that isn't good, and we're all going to be very sad when that happens. But
Well, we all have our bad days, you know.
yep. So yeah, still loving that. Let's see, what else have I played? Oh, I played more Elite Dangerous. I do have a funny story on this one though. Monday, they tweeted out that they had just released their soundtrack, right? And I was all, "Oh, well, I like the sounds. I'm gonna go buy the sound. Oh, look, they have a pin. I should buy the pin. It'll go great on my Gen Con badge. Oh, look, a keychain. Oh, yeah, I should get that too." So I place this order, and as it's going through, I get this big screen from Visa that says, "Yep, we're not processing this. Call your bank." I was like, "What?" So I go to my bank website and I look, and sure, there's a charge there for from Elite Dangerous, and it's like, "Okay, well, it obviously went through." And then I got all the, like, "Here's your shipping notification." It's like, "Oh, okay, whatever." About 2 hours later, I get a call from Visa. They're like, "Hey, look, we're just gonna go ahead and put your any charges on your card on hold for now. You're gonna have to call us to get your card unlocked." And I was like, "What the fuck?" So I call them up, and it's literally this charge because it's going to Great Britain.
Oh.
So even Visa is like, "Look, your Elite Dangerous addiction is a little too rough. You need to kind of calm that down."
You need to simmer down now.
Thank you, Visa, for having my back. So, yeah, that happened on Monday. That was great. Let's see. Play some GTA 5 with my brother.
Okay. Still doing like the heists or whatever.
Nah, he figured out how, he creates a private session now, so we just do the missions and then we kind of roll
Oh,
back and
cool.
forth. So he helped me get a Jeep that I wanted for my garage. Now I have a kick-ass Jeep. Yeah, we just have a lot of fun, and then eventually it all just devolves into us doing stupid stuff. Like, he posted a video. We were racing around town, and I jumped out of the car and I hit a pole, like a traffic pole, and took the pole out with my head. That was pretty awesome. So
Nice.
yeah, we've been having a good time with it. The hardest thing that I've had, worst decision all weekend, Bloodborne or Pillars of Eternity. This was a real struggle because it was like, but I'm watching a stream and I kind of want to hear what's going on in Pillars, but I don't know what to play. I don't know what to do
Did I get
because
my ass kicked by werewolves?
or by townsmen.
Or by party strategy.
But this is one of those games that I was like, "Okay, well, I can play it for, an hour and a
No,
half,"
you
and
can't.
all of a sudden it's 4 hours later and you're like,
Yeah.
"Oh, I don't even know what happened."
Oh yeah, every single time I played, I was like, okay, I was like, why am I so tired? I've been playing for an hour. I look at the clock, I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's been like 5 hours. What the yeah.
Oh, and in mine, the hard part is I'm trying to, like, I literally played through. There's a part where when you're in that first town, right, and you can go to the grain mill
Yeah.
area. So you have that fight, or you have those guys that are all upset. So
Did you fight them?
I played through that like 3 times trying to. So I wanted to kill everybody.
Of course you did.
I was like, "I want to kill you because you're being a dick, and I want to kill them because, well, they obviously are gonna have something for me, and if I could do that, that'd be great." Well, turns out you can really only kill them, the guys that were causing the ruckus.
Yeah, see, I talked to them. I talked them down. I'm doing a fetch quest for them now to help them out.
Oh yeah, when it was like, "Buy me a beer." I've worked it through. I guess the two dialogue trees that you can do. So
Yeah.
I helped the windmill or the grain mill guy out. And then he wasn't really happy when I told him I killed him. But he's like, "Whatever." And then I did the where you buy them a beer and all that, and I was like, "Wait, no, everybody lives in this situation. That's not happening." So, yeah. But it's stuff like that. Like, I'm constantly quick saving to go back and choose a different dialogue option because I want to, you know, I'm trying to be the dickiest guy I can be. And sometimes you think you're going to be a dick, and all of a sudden you help him out. Like, the Grey Mill guy, it's like, there's a dialogue option where you basically, like, are you going to, do you want your family to suffer for basically your dignity? And he's like, oh, well, okay. And I thought that at that point he was going to get mad and we would have a nice little brawl in his grain mill and I could explore the grain mill, but nope. He's like, oh, right. Well, tell them that, okay, I'll give them fair prices. I was like, oh, God, no, that's not what I want. So, but I'm finally getting ready to leave the first town. I have the wizard guy, and I now have, I guess he's the archer guy from sitting by the tree.
Okay, yeah.
So I've got three people now that I'm managing. I think I might have four. I think I got a girl, too.
Got a dwarf?
So I have to get back into it, so.
Okay, so you haven't gone to... You'll get one more guy when you go to... that place where you're looking for that guy to tell you about the Watchers.
Oh, yeah.
You get one more there, and there's a priest you can get if you explore this other woods area. But if you have that many, you should be fine. I mean, you heard my story about going through and dealing with that first boss there, which is two other people, so you'll be good.
So, I am really, really digging this game. Loving this game. And that's why it was such a hard... I was really struggling to be like, I'm going to play something. Oh, shit, I want to play Blood. No, Pillar, I don't... Oh, shit, what do I do? I just need two of me and four hands or something so I can play all of it at the same time. But, yeah, the voice acting on that was pretty...
Oh, it's phoned in.
Oh, God, it is so bad.
It's totally phoned in.
There are times where I'm like, I'm glad you're reading to me, but I think I just kind of want to shut you up so I can just read because you're... Their emotions when they're trying to convey anger or surprise. I'm just like, this is so bad.
No.
So.
Yeah. Kind of painful. Like, I haven't played Pillars of Eternity since I turned in my review. And I got the strategy guide the day I turned in the review. So, but as much as I'd rather play that, I got another strategy guide I have to review. So I will get to my Pillars of Eternity hopefully next week. So,
hooray!
Yeah.
And the last game I've been playing is Helldivers, and this is for the, I guess we're calling it the Book of the Month Club.
Yes. I don't know if I explained this last week, but with the closing of the Evil Cast, we decided, since we actually do like each other and we still want to hang out and game and talk to each other, that once a month we're going to get together on this podcast and do a Book of the Month Club. So it'll be kind of fun to get on a strategy guide podcast, you know, that's about books. I have a Book of the Month Club that's not about books. It's about one of us will rotate every month once, one person will pick a game to play, and then all of us will play it, and then we'll talk about it. And Ross was up this month. I let him go first because this was his idea. And he picked Helldivers, which is a PS4, PS3 Vita cross-buy game that he explained is kind of Magicka meets Space Marine Diablo-ish.
Yeah, it's more just like a twin-stick shooter. That's pretty much what this is.
Yeah.
I
said that just to get me more interested.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's fun, and I played in, I don't know, half hour, 45-minute burst, and that's about it. It's about all
I played the tutorial, and that was all done. Now, the tutorial made me laugh.
Oh yeah, it. I mean, it's a very interesting game, and I very much. It definitely has a nice challenge effect to it. Mm-hmm. I think was it Penny Arcade that just did the comic about.
Yes.
So when you call him the guy that lands, if you don't get out from underneath, that the guy just kills you.
Oh yeah.
I'm just like really. So. What I'm curious on is that you have those three regions that you're fighting for. Well, the last time I was on, it was down to like the very last region, and the second to last little area that you fight for to gain control. So what I'm curious is if all of those are taken over, then we've obviously saved Earth. So what happens after that? Do they just reset it and everybody just goes back in and tries to counter fight this war again? So I mean, it looks pretty. It runs pretty decently. It's funny to sit there at the loading screen and just see how many Helldivers have died, because it's a lot of Helldivers have died, and how many monsters have died, and how many accidents have happened. Because that accident thing, like, it's not going nearly as fast as the enemy counter, and it's not as fast as, obviously, the Helldivers. But that accident one, man, you're like, oh, yep, somebody dropped a ship on their head. Oh, somebody probably put up a turret and killed themselves. So
definitely played it on the Vita, and I'm going to have to give it a shot on the PS4, because the Vita controls, to throw grenades or to reload, you have to swipe the back touchpad.
Oh, and I thought.
Yeah, it's... No. No.
Yeah.
I think something else. To sprint, you have to press on the touchscreen.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That seems really like a really bad setup for a game that requires
It's clunky. Much. So I'm going to retry it on the PS4. I think I'll like it much better.
Yeah, probably.
On the PS4, but...
Definitely controls. I mean, the controls are pretty solid, so...
Okay. I guess because, like, I was, like, dying all over the place just because of, you know... like, oh, I was supposed to swipe. Swipe! God damn it! Swipe it!
Yeah. F that. So what have you been playing?
Well, first, I do want to tell the story real quick of Udrosh picking up Bloodborne. So he sends me these text messages that go along like this. I'm going to read it verbatim. I had to buy Bloodborne for a bajillion gold bullion, I mean euros. So I bring the physical copy with me, take off my clothes, which is soaking from the fucking rain, I turn on the PS4, take the new copy of Bloodborne out of the shopping bag, and discover they gave me a copy of The Evil Within. He reviewed The Evil Within and hated it. So this is just really funny. And then he said, I got back in my car and drove like Mad Max back to the shopping mall, at which point I almost traveled back through time. But everything was nice and fluffy when I got there, because I managed to hide my anger behind a lovely Joker-style smile. The cutest girl ever is working at the game store, and she was like, I'm so sorry, and my heart melted as fresh raindrops and sweat poured down my fucking forehead. And I let out a simple, it's okay. I'm going to eat ice cream now and play some... He, like, slammed his on his keyboard, Bloodborne. And then he told me he wasn't able to play until 1 o'clock in the morning his time because of the patch downloads and everything. He said it took forever for it to download and install on his PS4. So he said it wasn't able to do it till 1 o'clock in the morning. This is on a Monday night. And so he didn't get to play till... So he said he played till 3 and died, he said, a bajillion times because he was so tired. He was like, I'm going to go to bed. But he said after he, like, you know, drank some coffee and was, like, you know, awake and a little more alert the next day, mm-hmm. he had much more fun playing the game.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, shocker. Well, in addition to, like, my 5 minutes with Helldivers and fighting with the Vita controls, man, I want to like my Vita. That's the sad thing. I really do. And I can't say that there's not games on the Vita, because there's games coming on the Vita every week. They're just not games I'm into, so it's just sad. Anyway, there's my rant on that. So I played Helldivers, a little bit of Helldivers. I played, you know, more Pillars of Eternity to review. And then the weekend came, and I knew I had, you know, Pillars of Eternity Strategy Guide to review, and Final Fantasy Type-0 Strategy Guide to review, and I decided, you know what, I need a break. I have been going so strong these last few weeks with reviews for work. I am exhausted. And so my boss, like, oh, I got Life is Strange, I gotta review that. And he goes, Carrie, just please take a break this weekend. Promise me you'll take a break. And I was like, okay. You know what's a good break? Diablo 3.
Yup.
So, you know, I still haven't platinumed in the PS3 version, so...
So you're still working away at that.
Oh, yeah, well, I haven't really touched it in a long, long time, so worked away at that, and because I'm on then my Nightmare playthrough with my Barbarian now, because I figure now I'll just go through all those characters and I can import them into the PS4 version, and then I'm like even closer to the trophy there. So as I'm my Nightmare playthrough on with the Barbarian, there are a lot of weapons that the Barbarian can get to increase gold drops. Like I have this one ring that she can wear that with like every couple of every you know so many hits, it'll summon a treasure goblin. So I wish when that happened, I could go like, can you all just wait a minute when I go track down this motherfucker? just hold right here. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just stay right here. I'll just go handle this. Because loot, I don't care about. But gold, oh yes, I'm stopping what I'm doing. running across. So, and I still have, you know, of course, you know, all the gems and everything from the other playthroughs that I'm able to combine together to help, and basically any piece of armor, I don't care if it drops my strength, does it give me more gold drops with the monsters? I'm putting it on.
All gold farming.
Yes. So, but I'm now at 2.6 million, so I'm over the halfway mark. I can do this, man. But I will have to say, it's like something, because I do have the game, as Chris probably does too, memorized. Right. So on one hand, it's kind of like mind-numbing, like I'll feel myself nodding off because it's so routine. At the same time, it's just so nice just to sit there and just play for myself and not have to be writing or worry about what I'm doing. Although my kid kept coming in and watching me play, and he's like, you need to avoid that guy. Why did you kill him? What was he doing? Like, oh, sweetie, everything that moves, you pretty much have to kill. Except for the guy following behind me with Troy Baker's voice. Like, he's cool. He helps kill things for me.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great.
But then I reviewed Life is Strange Episode 2. Which is, the first episode was super good, and this one was kind of a lull. It's kind of really slow. And I believe it was really slow because they wanted to focus more on character development. Mm-hmm. But then when the action started, it was like, punched you in the face. Like, oh God, this is getting hardcore and serious, and this is scary, and I'm no longer sure how I feel about these certain people, of what's going on, and maybe I do like this person. I thought I hated them, because now I'm understanding them. So it really kind of hits you there. And it also makes me realize, I'm so glad I was not a teenager in the era of internet access. Because, dear God, you know, being a teenager is hard enough when you're, you know, not in the popular crowd. Mm-hmm. But to have to worry about cyberbullies and Instagram and YouTube videos of, you know, people just doing stuff to you, just, you know, I'm so glad I was not a teenager, but now, I guess, in this day and age. But, it was really good. I'm really enjoying seeing how my choices are working out. But, I still recommend it. Just know the second episode is it's a little slower than the first one, but I think they have to every now and then. They can't make. I kind of felt that was it The Walking Dead season one episode three. Yeah. They started out like super heavy, where like, you know, I'm boohooing, and then they roll it out.
Yep.
You know, for where it was kind of boring, and The Wolf Among Us had one or two episodes where it was kind of a lull, but, you know, you can't have everything just constant action.
Yep.
To tell the story properly. So, but now that review is over, I've gone back to Final Fantasy Type-0 to review the guide, and taking time off from that game is not a good idea, especially when you're as far into it as I am, because I was like, oh shit, this stuff moves fast, and I don't really remember how my character's like, I killed off, like, my like half of my party within like the first fight in this one chapter. I was like, crap, what am I going to do? And I'll just, you know, do save points. So in case I'm totally screwed. I can just start back over because now I'm back in with the game a little bit better. I think at one point it was like, all of your fallen party members have been revived. I'm like, oh, thank God! Yes, I have them all back now. Okay, I'll stop screwing up. and theory, but it's still, I mean, I still, by the end of it, was like, I think it was by the end of playing, which about 2 or 3 hours last night, that I was like, okay, now I think I remember how to play this game properly. But it's just when you're, gosh, the Final Fantasy games, like, you know, you get to that point because you got so much stuff going on, it's hard getting back in. It's,
yep.
Reason why I start over those games so many times, because you get to a certain point, and then you quit for whatever reason, you had to come back like a year later, it's like,
What was I doing?
No idea what's going on, I don't remember how to do this, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully, because I really only have like one more chapter to go, I should be able to get that done, maybe before I go out of town this weekend, because I'm going to go see my baby niece.
Aww.
To get the tiny baby out of me. I love tiny babies, but, you know, Sean's like, no, we're not having another one. I'm like, I know, I just want the baby. Just the baby. I'll give it back when it turns a year.
Oh, when it starts destroying my house, I'm ready to turn it away.
What?
When it starts destroying my house, it's ready to go. It's time to go.
Oh, usually means actually it starts talking back.
Oh.
It's when I'm kind of done with it, but, you know.
Oh.
So that's all I've been doing. So this weekend, I'm not going to do any gaming at all, which will be stressful for me being me, and yet nice at the same time. I plan to bring so I finished the last Dragon Age book, and which was super good, and now I'm back to the Witcher books, because now I've got to read the Witcher books before the Witcher comes out in May. And then when I finish those, then I'll get back to the Halo books, which I got to finish before Halo comes out in October.
The addiction is real.
I never said I was a sane person. Although there are Dragon Age comics. I probably need to read those, too.
Oh, probably. I mean, there's probably, you know, good story chunks in there that you're missing.
Well, Alistair's in them, so...
Oh, well, I'd have to burn them, then.
Alistair and two characters you don't know from Dragon Age 2, and one of them you'll like just because she's got big boobs and she's a pirate.
I'm all about boobs and pirates.
That's that exactly.
My Twitter feed's going to blow up with angry people. That'll be great.
So what else is new?
Yeah.
Twitter's just all about the angry anyway. But please don't be angry if you follow us on Twitter, which Chris is at Starven, Starven. I am Crunchy Chocobo. If you can't spell Chocobo, maybe we shouldn't be friends. And, of course, the Strategy Guide Review site is at Strategy Reviews. There's no guide in there. They wouldn't let me do the whole thing. Anyway, I think probably the whole thing takes up all 140 characters as it is. But anyway, so you can tweet at us there. I would say check out our other podcast, but it is gone. It is no more. But those guys will be back with us to do the Book of the Month, which is Helldivers. You can either leave a comment here on this post or email us at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com if you have any questions that you want us to answer. I got a lot of emails about Bloodborne, so there you go. Answer that. So there's proof. We do answer stuff.
Yay.
And so we'll be back next week, which I think will be about Mortal Kombat. Since Chris is going to be reviewing the guide, and I just found out I'm reviewing it for work.
It'll be a good time.
Now, what did I say that my strategy was going to be? Leg sweep, failed fatality move, win!
Flawless victory.
Flawless victory.
All right. All right. With that, let's head out.
All right, see y'all next time.
Later.